come to church at Christmas time. I think the Christmas season's pretty much started, hasn't it? People have stopped work, or some people have. People have finished schools, most people have. And of course, now is the time we can focus on Christmas. The Christmas season has begun. And of course, we want at St. Andrew's to be focusing on the Lord Jesus, who is the reason for Christmas. The Lord Jesus, who is the focus and the centre of Christmas. If we've not met, I'd love to say hello to you, perhaps later on. My name's Tim Partridge. I'm the curate here at St. Andrew's. And as we focus on the Lord Jesus this morning, let's just consider this verse from Luke chapter 19. Jesus himself, when a grown man, grew up and said, "The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." The Son of Man, that is another name for Jesus. He came from heaven to earth to seek, to look for, and save the lost. People who need a saviour. And actually, that's all of us. So as we begin our service, let's say a prayer together. I'll lead us in a prayer. And if you want to make it your own, do say a hearty amen. Almighty Lord and God, we thank you that at Christmas we remember Jesus has come for us. And so we pray that as we meet together this morning, you might thrill our hearts as we consider the baby born in the manger, born for our salvation. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we begin with an invitational carol, one of my favourites, as we invite one another to come and adore the newborn baby. Let's stand to sing. Friends, do take a seat. And I don't know about you, but the chorus of that carol, "O come let us adore Christ the Lord," shows me my shortcomings, my failings this morning, this week, all year round, that the one who is God of us all, it's so easy to displace him and to be thinking of other things. And so we come in our service to a moment of confession where we're saying to God, "Thank you for coming in Jesus. Please forgive me and help me to live with you as my King. There are going to be some words on the screen, but that's essentially what we're saying. Thank you. Please forgive me. Please help. So let's say the words of this confession together. And all you need to do is say the words at the bottom in the bold of each verse. Forgive us. Forgive and heal us. Shall we pray together? Lord of grace and truth, we confess our unworthiness to stand in your presence as your children. We have sinned. Forgive and heal us. The Virgin Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus. Forgive our disobedience to your will. We have sinned. Forgive and heal us. Your Son, our Saviour, was born in poverty in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. We have sinned. Forgive and heal us. The shepherds left their flocks to go to Bethlehem. Forgive our self-interest and lack of vision. We have sinned. Forgive and heal us. The wise men followed the star to find Jesus the King. Forgive our reluctance to seek you. We have sinned. Forgive and heal us. And so may God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And of course, we know, don't we, that because Jesus came to seek and save the lost, when we ask for his forgiveness, he delights to give it. I hope that's a great encouragement to you this morning. Now, in our next carol, we're going to be singing See Amid the Winter's Snow. I don't know about you with Christmas carols. I find it's a little bit like if someone looks out the window and says, oh, it's raining cats and dogs today. And I look out the window and I think, no, I can't see any cats and I can't see any dogs coming from the sky. What do you mean it's raining cats and dogs? And in the same way, we look at Christmas carols and we think, now just what did those words mean? They're a bit old. They're a bit not common to the language I use. And here's the words of the chorus of this carol. Hail, thou ever blessed morn. Hail, redemption's happy dawn. Sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Now, I've got the last line. It's about Jesus, isn't it? It's about Jesus Christ being born, and he's born in Bethlehem, and we're supposed to sing about it. But what do those first two lines mean? Well, anyone got any ideas? What does that first word mean? Can anyone put their hand up? Give me an idea. What do you think hail means? And I'll give you a clue. It's not the stuff that falls from the sky like golf balls, okay? What does hail mean? Yes. Worship. I think that's a great suggestion for hail. Anyone else got a word? What do you think the word hail means? Pardon? Long live. So you're sort of asking that someone would live for a long time. I think that's pretty good. Yes, we've got one down here. Greet. Greet. I think that's another great way of saying it. Yeah. Greet. Greet the one who is coming. So hail means greet, worship, long live. I've summed it up as hooray. Okay, we're rejoicing, we're greeting, we're worshipping, we're thankful that the one who's come to live for a long time is amongst us. So now, if you're embarrassed about shouting out this morning, I'm really sorry, but the more embarrassed we all feel, the better it's going to sound, okay? So after three, I wonder if we can all do a hooray, okay? Ready? One, two, three.
Hooray!
That's pretty good, that's pretty good. Should we? I just wonder if we could fill this building with a little more sound, okay? Take a big inhale of air. If you're feeling embarrassed, that's great. Let's all do it together. One, two, three.
Hooray!
Now that is what we're looking for. Wonderful. Now, why are we saying hooray? Hooray for our ever-blessed morning. So hooray that one time, a long time ago, there was a morning where something very special happened. And to illustrate this, I need someone who can do a really good face of distress. Can anyone do a really good face of distress? Show me your faces of distress. Can anyone do a... No, you're smiling. No, it needs to be a face of distress. That's much better. Yeah, do you want to come forward? Yeah, brilliant. A face of distress. Come right to the forward, right to the centre. Just remind us of your name for everyone.
Barnabas.
This is Barnabas, everyone. Fantastic biblical name. This is Barnabas. He is going to do a face of distress right now. Okay, very good. You can pause. No, you need to stay there. You're going to be there for a long time now, you offered. Okay, so imagine we're all going down to Plymouth Hoe, and we see Barnabas in the sea. Now, Barnabas has forgotten how to swim, and all of a sudden, it's a wintry day, there's not many people out there. You see that, actually, you're struggling in the water. Okay, that's pretty serious. You're drowning, and your face looks like... Exactly. It's actually a really distressing situation. Now, that's not when we shout hooray, okay? That's not when we... because we care about Barnabas. Okay, we don't want to shout hooray when we see Barnabas drowning. Now, what would make us cheer in that situation? What would make us cheer? What would make us shout hooray in that situation? Jess? Superman swooping down and grabbing him. Now, in Plymouth, I haven't got Superman's number, but the Plymouth Coast Guard Rescue Team. If the Plymouth Coast Guard Rescue Team appeared, then we would shout, 1, 2, 3. Okay, so here's the situation. Barnabas, you're swimming. Let's see your face of distress. This is a really distressing situation. Barnabas is drowning. It's looking like he's going to get really wet. It's very distressing. We're going to look around for the Coast Guard. Can we see the Coast Guard? If you see the Coast Guard, then you pretty much better shout hooray. Well, I'm wondering where the Coast Guard's going to appear. Is the Coast Guard going to come up? Can we see the Coast Guard? I can't see a Coast Guard. You should be in distress. You should be in distress. You should be... Fantastic! The Coast Guard has arrived. And then all of a sudden, down comes a life belt. And we're going to put it around you. And phew, you are no longer in distress. You're loving that life ring, aren't you, Barnabas? There is no need for distress. Great. Well done. You can come out of that. We're going to put that back over here. Now, of course, that is a picture for all of us, isn't it? It's a picture that actually 2,000 years ago, the people had lived without God, and they had forgotten how to worship him. They were drowning in sin, not mastered by the water, but by a condition of our heart, ignoring God. And the thing is, none of us can save ourselves from sin. We look for a champion, someone who will definitely bring about salvation, redemption. So, I want to hear an even bigger cheer this time, because hail thou ever blessed morn, hail redemption's happy dawn. The situation is this. All of the people were drowning, distress. All of the people were drowning in sin, just like we are without Christ. And we're looking, until someone appears. 1, 2, 3. Hooray! Because on that first Christmas morning, Jesus appeared. And even before he gives the life belt to people who are in sin, because he appeared, redemption was secure. Because he'd emerged, he was dead set on a quest to win back you and me, not from mastery to the waves, but from mastery to sin. And of course, he accomplished it as he went to the cross. But the reason we sing hooray at Christmas is because when Jesus turns up, redemption is secure. And actually, it's redemption so that we live with him as our master instead of the waves. So we're going to sing this carol. Hail, thou ever blessed morn. Hail, redemption's happy dawn. Jesus has appeared. Sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem. There are 6 verses and choruses. And if you want to, you can shout hooray whenever the word hail comes up. Wouldn't that be great? So we're really praising the Lord this morning. And if you don't want to do that, let's go for a big one in the final chorus. It would be a really shame if it ended up with a really quiet final chorus. So let's shout hooray every time we sing hail. Thank you, Barnabas. Thank you, Isaac. Let's stand up to sing.